Now, for some of our typical frivolous nonsense. Wait, what's this piece of paper? And who are you?
Read it, you mug.
I don't understand. We usually do our nonsense. It's usually slotted for this time. Oh, God, a gun.
What are you, some kind of wise guy? Read it. You got a nice typical frivolous thing going on here. It'd be a shame if something was to, I don't know, happen to it.
Oh, like what?
Oh, look at that. I stepped on a line.
No.
Oh, I'm breaking the fourth wall here.
Don't break that.
Oh, look at all this man. Nice.
All right, I'll do it. All right. It's All Been Done, a Bare Naked Ladies podcast. If you have a vague remembrance of the Bare Naked Ladies from the late 90s and early aughts, you're in good company. Join friends Evan and Saker as they hazily stumble through every single Bare Naked Ladies song, one week at a time from their first album to their last, driving themselves insane along the way. Along for the ride are a parade of notable guests, including Matt Gourley, Justin McElroy, Benjamin R. Harrison, Adal Rafai, and more. Currently working their way through their third album, Born on a Pirate Ship, subscribe to It's All Been Done, a Bare Naked Ladies podcast. Check out all our programs at iabdpresents.com and support us at patreon.com/iabd. Previously on Squatch Smashers.
Well, as nice a fella as he is, I don't think we can afford to keep the Zeke experiment alive anymore.
Hooray! Killing!
Finally some action. What are our orders of engagement?
And now, welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of Squatch Smashers. This episode is sponsored by Ronson's Medical Jelly. Ronson's Medical Jelly seals the cracks, fills the crevices, medically.
That's who we are, Squatch Smasher. That's who we are, Squatch Smasher. That's who we are.
I think that he's gone.
Well, I would think so. We've been hiding behind this tree for like 4 weeks now.
What are you talking about? The last thing that happened to us just happened a few seconds ago.
No, I'm positive it's been nearly a month since anything directly involving us happened.
No. See, you're experiencing time dilation, a recognized phenomenon wherein an exceedingly short period of time seems much longer due to the extreme high stress of the situation.
Yeah, that happened to me once. I ran out of speed on the tour bus, and it seemed like it took us an hour to get someplace that it took us an hour to get to.
Testing. Is this thing still working?
See? I mean, that right there proves it has been weeks. I mean, why would he just test the PA system if he literally just seconds ago told us over the very same PA system he was going to murder us as soon as the fire in the mall was put out?
Maybe you're both experiencing complementary audio chrono displacement. That's an unrecognized phenomenon wherein the things you hear or say don't fit into a logical timeline of events.
I had that happen to me too once, man. I told Aunt Margaret one time I didn't feel good and I was going to go sit on the crapper with a sandwich for a few hours. This is 1963, mind you. Ah! Wow! I'm not even sure what that was for.
It just seemed right.
One cannot help but notice that last week's unplanned diversionary show diverted us unplannedly, dovetailing into this week, leading up and down to the current predicaments and quandaries of our central characters in a way that is much like a dove whose tail has become entangled in a perfect way with the tail of a second dove who is crucial to the plot of the first dove.
Is your CTE acting up again? That entire conversation was an elaborate and perfectly constructed artifice to explain away the fact that the timeline of the show was interrupted.
It's about 4:45.
Hey, y'all. It is I, Timmy Pillows. Well, I had a little powwow with my team here, and guess what? We've come to the conclusion that you all have to die. Ooh, that sounds fun. But no surprises there, given the big speech I've made to you at some indeterminate point in the past. Now, my team of trained, government-sponsored assassins is certainly up to the task.
Hooray! Killing! They will be no match for my enhanced martial arts skills. Ha ha!
But it's clear we have to have a good old-fashioned retreat to refocus on our mission statement, reestablish the chain of command and responsibility, and rebuild an eroded sense of camaraderie.
Oh my god.
But my weapons were itching for action, ha ha!
Maybe you just have athlete's weapons, Chad.
You do walk around in the locker room without flip-flops on your weapons all the time.
This is great news, everybody. It'll take them weeks to find a venue, arrange for catering and transportation, and figure out an appropriate team-building exercise that's both fun and collaborative.
You know, they could shortcut through all that with some lewds and a couple of prostitutes. What are they talking about again?
This announcer, for one, feels the more compelling story arc exists in said meeting. The plans and preparations for said retreat and the execution thereof clearly pose a more interesting subject for this fortnightly episode than the continuing argumentation amongst the core group of characters, if that is what you can call them. And so I call upon and down once again the sacred announcers.
No way, not again.
I will invoke the announcer's code up and down this broadcast to make sure that the common man is represented in.
Do you have a gun?
What? No, this announcer does not believe in guns. Like a non-gun-having machine that with gears pumping up and down without guns in them.
Good. Initiating narrator mode. The football announcer was suddenly reassigned by Dick Ebersol to announce the worst sporting event on the planet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Boaz, Alabama, for the annual Tri-County Ages 4 and 5 T-Ball Tournament, where the children clearly have no desire to be here, nor the coordination or awareness to be swinging a heavy weapon like a bat.
And now, back to Season 2, Episode 6 of Squatch Smashers.
Now, since we personally won't be able to stalk y'all to the ends of the earth for at least a few days while we batten down the hatches on our teamwork, we're gonna play a fun little game I just invented called Shotgunning the Cryptids.
Neato! Having some downtime to play a game will really take the edge off the continuous life and death struggle we've been locked in for weeks.
For all your stupidity, I genuinely admire your optimism.
Now, in Shotgun and the Cryptids, I take all these monsters and malformed repudiations of God's love that I have at my disposal, and I send them to random locations in the Doublewood Catacombs via the Brundlematic Transporter.
We have to get out of here! Now! Run! Go, go, go!
Hush, quiet! He's gonna go over the scoring system next!
And they roam and search through the underground and maze of tunnels, chasing you some bitches out of whatever stupid little hidey hole you're cowering in, until you're flushed into the open and they rip you limb from limb in an orgy of blood and violence. Yay!
Hey, I'm starting to think this game is rigged.
But the killing! We were supposed to do the... Oh...
So, that's how you play Shotgun and the Cryptids. Okay, everybody ready? No? Well, that's too bad, because the game starts now. You know why? Because Timothy Mother Pillow says it starts now. So, what's going to be our first... Oh, yes, obviously. The Florida Skankate to, let's say, Quadrant 19. Yay!
Oh, no!
What? Wait, what? Wait, is that our quadrant? That's our quadrant, isn't it? Oh, God. Not this skank ape.
It's just that whoever numbered the quadrants down here didn't seem to understand the concept of quadrants.
Now, the Florida skank ape is a wily creature known to hang around trailer parks and Dollar General stores. Jenny, enhance your audio sensors. Scan continuously for their distinctive call, which is... I know where you can get cheap tube tops.
Oh, and how about the blood-sucking monkeys from West Midland, Pennsylvania? That's right, a local anomaly right here in the Keystone State. That sounds fun. Coming at you, Quadrant 6B.
Now there's letters?
I'm guessing those are monkeys who suck blood. Keep an eye on your blood, everyone.
Well, that seems reasonable.
It would seem reasonable to you outsiders. But the residents of West Mifflin are known to have a keen sense of irony. Jenny, be on the lookout for the opposite of blood-sucking monkeys.
Scanning for blood-spewing cephalopods.
Wait, what? What if they are not even from West Mifflin, and the West Mifflinites only put that in for irony?
Oh man, I hadn't even thought of that. Jenny, also be on the lookout for blood-sucking monkeys, but that aren't from West Mifflin.
Done and done.
Ooh, here's a fun one. The Loveland Frog. Oh, goodness. I'd forgotten about him. He makes me giggle. Oh, the things our Lord and Savior comes up with. Lots of chuckles headed for, let me see. Let's say Apollo Quadrant.
I just cannot even with these names.
Oh, my God, man, it's the Loveland Frog. I also can't even, but on account of it, so scary. I mean, I pee my pants, but my urine's too scared to emerge. No, wait, it's something else.
What's the big deal with the Loveland Frog?
It's a frog, and it lives near Loveland, Ohio. And if that isn't bad enough, it's said to be the size of a man, with the strength and aggression of a frog, the tongue of a frog, the inseam of a man, the brain of a man frog. It's more dangerous than you could possibly imagine.
More dangerous than Colonel Tom after he saw my scarf budget? Because I don't have to imagine that, man. It was goddamn terrifying.
Warning! Sensors detected amphibious intruder.
Oh my God. It's right there on the other side of that huge bush. We gotta run.
Oh, man, that ain't nothing but a hunk of big old frog. Is that all you got? Pillows? A big frog? I'm E. Aaron Presley, King of the Dead, the Shadow at Midnight. I'm known throughout the nether realms as the one that rocks and the one that'll roll your way.
I'm going to have to side with Elvis here, kiddo. It's a big frog. I mean, I don't see any reason to panic.
You don't understand. The Loveland Frog is the deadly assassin of the wetlands of Ohio. They're more soggy than wet. Anyway, did you know that a group of frogs is called an army?
Battle the hordes of Kangachan to the standstill at the gates of the Moashar. I fear no frog, man, giant or otherwise.
And what that means is that every single frog is a general.
You clearly have no understanding of the rank and command structure of the armed forces.
At the feet of the elders' masters as they renew the cycle of chaos.
It means that they have innate tactical abilities. And this is the biggest frog there is. So it stands to reason that tactics will also be the biggest.
Yes, but will its strategy be correspondingly wider?
A mere frog can stand against me, Pillows. I, who lead the damned from the realm of death and into dream fields everlasting.
And the leaping. My God, the leaping. Tactics and leaping. Imagine if General George S. Patton had mad hops. It's the perfect predator.
Historians credit Admiral Nelson's victory at Trafalgar to tactical leaping.
Retrieve the cloak of destiny from the depths of the caves of the Alhambra.
Ruthless and cunning predators. They're like Harvey Weinstein, but with feet that are 25% more webbed.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Wait. Are you saying this is a rapey frog? Because a man-sized rapey frog, that's a different thing.
A thing called Gerard Depardieu.
I have personally placed stars in the heavens, forging them with a fire stolen from Satan's heart, and shaping them into the anvil.
Did it just get quieter in here all of a sudden?
Oddly so, yes.
Oh man, the frog is right there!
Wow! That is one big frog! But whose legs are those sticking out of its mouth?
Hold on, let me check. Yep, I got both my legs.
My legs are also accounted for.
Both lower appendages still attached and accounted for.
Wait! Look! There are rhinestones on the pant legs.
That seems like a clue. Everybody, count your rhinestone pants. I'll get mine out of my backpack.
I could just scan it with my deluxe scan of a Tron-inator.
What the hell's wrong with you people? It's me.
Oh, it was Elvis the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. You know, that is one of those situations where it seems so obvious when you know the answer. Like what everyone said after the first guy invented the spoon.
Annie, that it is indeed Elvis inside the Loveland Frog.
Yeah, everyone was like, a scoopy thing on a stick to eat your soup with. It's right in front of my nose the whole time.
I bet that guy was so rich he could afford all the soup in the world.
Yep. Oh, what that person could do with all of that spoon money.
Yep.
Yep. Spoon money.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt your little powwow, but I'm in a tighter spot than that carnival was in my movie, Roused About.
Nobody saw that movie.
That's as may be. But I'm running lower on air in here than Kid Galahad in my movie, Kid Galahad.
Pause. All activity. Analyzing.
Hold on, Elvis. Jenny's analyzing the situation.
Analysis complete.
I knew my sweet mama would come through in a clutch.
I have not seen Kid Galahad.
Me neither.
Yeah, it sounds really good, though. I will have to Netflix it.
Will you guys just get me out of here?
I guess we should. What do we do?
He is stuck in there real good, I presume. I don't really want to check.
I could blast it with my anti-Loveland frog missiles.
Wait, hold off for now. You know, it seems like missiles would possibly hurt Elvis.
So what?
Well, I got none ideas. I vote missiles.
Wait, I know. I could turn into a mist.
Nothing's happening.
Well, it was worth a shot.
How was it worth a shot?
A great man once said, you missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
Who said that?
Hockey man Gretorsky.
The Gretorsky one.
Get me out of here, man.
Is it just me or those rhinestone pants getting shorter?
Rhinestone shorts? I can't decide if that's gaudy or super classy.
I'm being digested, man. I'm slathered here in digestive goo, and not in a good way like when me and Priscilla used to roleplay, you know what I mean? I'm heading toward the froggy duod and I'm lickety split, and not in a good way like when me and Priscilla used to roleplay, you know?
Uh-oh. He's at what we in the monster hunting business and most invasive frogtologists call the frog zenith. We have to get him out of there now. Shovel slap!
Oh, you caught me with the side of the blade. Ow!
You see? Frogs are like a delicate Dutch watch. They require the touch of a delicate Dutch watchmaker and the proper tools and precision to open them up and make them do what you want.
Come on, for the love of God, not the ifs. Come on, please.
What the hell's that Dutch watch?
Whatever's on TV. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, all right, I deserve this. No, I dropped my sandwich.
Such precision. It's like watching a true craftsman open a jar of pickles with a chainsaw.
My sensors detect that it is not working.
Well, I'll have to change my tactics. You see, sometimes frogs can instead be like a Fabergé egg, reluctant to reveal its precious insides to any but the delicate hands of a Dutch Fabergé egg repairman. Observe.
Ow! Oh man, that caught me right in the ear.
Hurry! There's not much left showing except his spangled ankles. Enough with your surgical shoveling skills. We have to pull him out with brute force. Jenny, help me! Pull! Pull!
Activating the pulling very hard protocol.
It ain't working. All those rhinestones are acting like barbs. He's barbed. He's barbed. He's gonna have to pass.
Quick, make like a dime store taco and push through the intestines.
Activating pulling very hard protocol in reverse mode.
Push! Push!
Elvis has left the colon.
Gross. Just gross.
Oh, man. I'm all covered in frog junk. I gotta give myself a quick cat bath. A good old Memphis tongue shower. Just like when me and Priscilla would role play, you know? And as soon as I'm clean as a whistle, we're gonna kill that abomination. Because it tried to eat me. And the eat-be-eaten relationship only goes one way where Elvis is concerned. And also because frogs are bad luck. But killing them is good luck. And most people don't know that. Same goes for little people. And the Irish. And Canadians. And, well, most nationalities, as a matter of fact.
I'm not looking at this. No, gross.
Whoa, mama. Frog goo. Oh, wait a minute. Guys, I'm changing my mind in more ways than you can begin to imagine. We need to keep this fella around.
I thought you said it was bad luck.
Oh, man. I was sober when I said that. I say a lot of things. Disregard anything I say when I'm sober.
And you're not sober now.
My friend, this frog has f***ed me up six ways to Sunday. I can feel my tongue through your toes, man. I don't understand it, but I love it. And I love you. All I know is that we gotta keep this thing.
Elvis, it's a monstrous cryptid. They aren't known for just following people around like puppies. Except, of course, for Puppysaurus.
Also, you've been hitting it with the shovel for 5 minutes, so it may, you know, not trust us.
Loveland Frog is tensing up.
I don't like how it's eyeing up my head like someone getting ready to throw at a ring toss game.
I detect that it is preparing to attack again.
Ribbit.
Whoa, what the hell? Where'd he get that rhinestone encrusted knife?
Hey, man, he boosted the shank that's built into my belt buckle.
Ribbit. Watch it. Ribbit. He's swinging wildly.
Ribbit.
The only thing more dangerous than the Loveland Frog is a Loveland Frog with a knife.
This is really harshing in on my buzz, man. Kids still say that, right?
All right, we're in a tight spot here, crew. What could possibly beat the Loveland Frog with a knife?
What about a werewolf with a frying pan?
A sad werewolf with a frying pan?
No, you're right. He has his own problems to deal with.
A zombie with a rolling pin. I don't know, man. That's the worst thing I can think of.
Well, did you mean a fast zombie or one of the classic slow zombies?
Don't ask me stuff, man. I'm tripping balls.
Obviously a fast zombie.
Now, what if it were something that didn't involve a kitchen utensil?
Ah, well, in that case... Come back to me.
I got it, man. A vampire with a shotgun.
That would work. And we have one of those things.
A vampire with a shotgun. Oh, yes. Great. Where are we going to get a shotgun?
Check your pocket.
Wait, what the hell? I knew it. You son of a gun. The deadly triple this is here, everyone.
Oh my gosh, he's my best friend in the world. Get over here, give me a hug.
No, and also no.
Hey guys, check out what's in my pocket. A shotgun. Oh boy. Hey, Mr. Frogman. Send me your screams.
Oh man. That was a great reference, man. At 83 years old, I appreciate references that I can get, you know?
Maybe we should keep our references to things newer than 1980.
He could have gone with, say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that because it seems pretty hackneyed.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I mean, nothing at all. I mean, what are you doing here?
Well, I got bored with Columbus, so I decided to make a nice little road trip to visit my old friend, Vlad the Chad.
That was never one of my names.
Whatever. The point is, I'm here now, and you could clearly use some help here. You seem to be having trouble escaping these riffraffs here. So beneath me. I mean you. Check your pocket. There are three more shotgun shells. This is all I'm saying to you.
Things have changed.
Well, I know that. I just thought you'd like to be free again like the old days. Maybe you will change your mind. I will go for now. But I will not be far. Maybe I will help you with your current situation with the government forces. Maybe not. You clearly need some directions, some guidance. Mentor, if you will.
Wait, you're a Minotaur?
No, I am not a Minotaur.
Oh, man, that's too bad, because Minotaurs are good with mazes, and we could use a Minotaur.
Why do you keep checking your pocket? I'm not going to put a Minotaur in your pocket.
Dang, I thought I gave you a pretty good setup there.
Vlad, check your pocket. You'll find an additional shell in there in case you wanted to use two on somebody. I'm not naming names, just letting you know. Many shells. I will see you soon. Maybe.
Wow, he's gone. You know, my favorite thing about him is that he sounds like he's on a phone, even though he's like right in front of us in the real world. It's weird, but it's cool.
He didn't even talk to me, man.
Didn't say a word to me either.
Well, that's just rude.
Warning, detecting a herd of German Nana-Mustaches approaching our perimeter. I suggest we flee.
German Nana-Wuts? I'm going to have to check the Hunker Down guide to see what the hell those are.
I thought you were making that like 5 months ago.
I just had some minor problems with the publisher, artist, writer, and source material. But once I get those ironed out, it's coming out. You just wait. It's coming.
Hey, we better get moving. I'm just going to snag a couple of these frog pieces for the road.
Why don't you look happy, Vladdad? Your friend is also my best friend. He saved us.
Yes, he did. Salvation comes at a price when you are dealing with the Tripodus.
Hey, anybody want to hit this frog?
That concludes Season 2, Episode 6 of Squatch Smashers. Now a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode of Squatch Smashers was brought to you by Rudson's Medical Jelly. Rudson's Medical Jelly, it must be medical jelly because medical jam don't treat inflammation like that. Also try Rudson's Medical Marmalade. Your grandma likes it on her muffins.
That seemed more juvenile than most of our jokes, and that's saying something. Thank you for listening to Squatch Smashers Season 2, Episode 6, Elvis Takes a Licking, The Loveland Frog's Got a Knife. Squatch Smashers was created and produced by Darren Essler. This episode was written by Matt McDonald and Darren Essler. Vlad the Vampire, the mobster announcer, and the football announcer were played by George Pete Kaliotis. Elvis was played by Phil Porter. Jenny was played by Mary Ellen Clark. Pod LaCroix by Matt McDonald. Timmy Pillows played by Charlie Wyrock. Dino Tripodis played the deadly Tripodis. Everyone else was played by Darren Essler. Go to our website, squatchsmashers.com, to see more details, credits, links to IMDb pages, Twitter accounts, other podcasts we may be involved in, and how to contact us. If you have time and use iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. Apparently, that's important to some people. Intro music and trail out music by Jason Page. Thank you for listening, and go have a beverage.
Get down, till we all get down, down, down. covering down. Till I get down, till we all get down, down. Covering down, till I get down. Till we all get down. Who are you to power? And who are you to power? The other.